Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is TGIF. Thank God it's football. Still football on Monday with the college football national championship game and an incredible matchup, Clemson-LSU. To break it down, we bring in Zach Braziller from the Post down there in New Orleans for the game. Hey, Zach, how are you?
How you doing, Morris?
I'm doing well. Have you had any gumbo, any etouffee, any of that yet, or you're holding off?
No, I've been here since Friday, so we've had a few nice meals, taken a few tours of Bourbon Street, and I think we're ready for the game.
Outstanding. All right, so one of the crazy factors going on with this game is how much of this is going to feel like a home game. Usually when we're talking about the national championship, it feels like it's being played on a neutral field, but you have the game in Louisiana and LSU in the game. How big a factor? Oh, hang on. Apparently, we just lost Zach. We're going to call him. Mike's going to call him right back. Otherwise, that feels like I thought that was too big a pause from Zach on, it's not that tough a question. I'll answer it while we're getting Zach back, which is, I think it is a big factor. We don't usually get a home game in a national championship game. And so to have Clemson's going to be having to deal with all that crowd noise. I think it is a really big factor for this game, especially if it's going to be close down towards the end. All right, Mike, did we get him back yet? Yes, we got him back yet. All right. I thought that we, Zach, I thought we said, and the murderer is, and then you dropped off.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I was saying, how big a factor is it going to be that this game's in Louisiana and LSU getting to deal with the, getting the home court advantage, home field advantage?
I mean, you would think it would be an edge, but I mean, there are a lot of Clemson fans. You walk around. Yeah, I mean, there are a ton. I mean, you walk, you go anywhere around here, you see as much orange as purple. We'll see when tomorrow night comes. I would expect there'd be more LSU fans. I mean, we're so close to their campus. But Clemson travels well, and I mean, especially the first few nights. Today you start to see more LSU people. But until today, I mean, I had seen a lot more Clemson people my first 2 days here than LSU. I mean, my guess would be probably 60-40, maybe 65-35 LSU, but I don't think it's going to be 80-20, 85-15, anything like that. It'll clearly be an advantage, but I don't think it's going to be like a home game lot of people have made it out to.
That's interesting. Overall, this game, when I think back to some of the years that we've had, obviously a lot of interest when you had Clemson and Alabama. But with this game, it strikes me that we have so many interesting storylines here. Is this as interesting and good a matchup as we've had in the short history of the playoffs and national championship game?
Yeah, and to me, what makes this good is you have kind of new storylines. You have some fresh blood. I think people have kind of gotten a little tired of the Alabama-Clemson dominance, and now you have Clemson trying to really establish a dynasty, and then you have LSU, who really nobody thought would be here back in September, and here they are, and you have obviously the two quarterbacks, probably the number one picks in this year's draft and next year's draft. You have some very good defensive players who are probably going to be very good players in the NFL, whether it's Isaiah Simmons and, Grant Delpit and some of the other guys on LSU. To me, there's a lot of good storylines, and it's going to be very interesting because, Clemson wins this game, you're kind of the new Alabama. But if they lose this game and LSU wins it all, and, then next year without Burrow, and who knows where they go from here, it's, I think it's just people really wanted some fresh blood, and I think it's been good that we've kind of got some new teams here in the playoffs.
Talking about fresh blood, there's the coaching matchup, and certainly he's a lifer, a football lifer in Ed Orgeron. But contrast the two head coaches for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have different styles, but the thing I think that they're similar is their teams are real loose. You know, they're not the button down Nick Saban types. You know, they obviously Dabo Sweeney is a very carefree guy, is very a God fearing man, and you have Ed Orgeron, who's, like you said, he's been around forever, but this is a guy that people thought was a terrible hire at LSU. You know, he failed at Ole Miss. He didn't really get the shot at USC. They didn't keep him after he was the interim coach and did pretty well. I probably they wish they did. And, you know, look what he's done this year at LSU. You know, what he did, realizing what he was doing wasn't working. And he went out and he said, look, we're going to win. We need to really move into the 21st century with our offense. He went and hired Joe Brady.
Yep.
He really went and changed things. You got to give the guy a lot of credit because a lot of coaches would not have the foresight and would not be willing to toss your ego aside and say, you know what I'm doing is failing. And that's what he did. And, you know, to me, you got to give him just a ton of credit for having the guts and, you know, being as secure in himself as he was to make that change.
Yeah, so that does bring us Joe Brady, you're mentioning it, and assistant coach of the year and getting a lot of attention. But, you know, for all the attention on Joe Burrow and the season he's had, what impact has Joe Brady? How can you even quantify it? But what impact has Brady had on LSU and on Joe Burrow?
I mean, he's clearly had a big impact. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. He brought elements of the Saints. He brought some elements of the Patriots. I mean, they really completely changed how they attacked, especially through the air. Because, look, Burrow was there last year. These receivers were there last year. And the offense was pedestrian. You know, they had a decent year, but it was nothing different than LSU's had for years, where they have all this talent and it just kind of doesn't translate onto the field to be as good as you thought that you would think they could be. And they completely changed. They went from pro style to spread. They started, you know, really just picking up the tempo. And it's clearly been, you know, I mean, Burrow went from a average quarterback to putting up just incredible numbers, winning the Heisman. And Brady has been the key to that. I mean, he has really absolutely transformed this offense. Like, you got to give the players credit. You got to give Burrow credit. You have to give the receivers credit. The running backs, the offensive line was named the Joe Moore Award, which goes to the best, you know, group up front in the country. So they have a ton of talent. Let's not say this is just about scheme, but they had all this talent last year too, and they did nothing like this. So you got to give Brady a ton of credit. And, you know, if I'm a college program, if I was USC or someone like that, why not just hire this guy?
Yep.
I know he's agreed to a new contract with LSU to stay there. It seems like he loves it there. But, I mean, why not? I mean, the guy is clearly has such a bright offensive mind. The guy's clearly not playing for him. I mean, you got to think this guy's going to be a head coach sooner rather than later.
Yeah, he seems like the next Sean McVay. You hate to pin that on somebody, but that next guy where he may be very young, but somebody's going to say we want to take him a little too soon versus losing out on the opportunity. Talking to Zach Braziller from The Post. He's in New Orleans for the College Football National Championship game. And, all right, so we're talking about Joe Brady and the LSU offense flipping to, you know, coming into the season, I think we were all expecting Trevor Lawrence to be a big part of the story last year. All Clemson did last year was win the national championship. What makes Trevor Lawrence, you know, it may not have been exactly the season all year that we expected, but what makes Trevor Lawrence so special?
I mean, just look at the Fiesta Bowl. Mm-hmm. He loses his top receiver, gets hurt. Higgins, and then really is ineffective when he comes back. You know, the passing game, which has been so good this year, was kind of stalling. So the guy runs for 107 yards. And he's not even someone who's known for his legs. And that, to me, I don't even think people are making enough out of that performance. That's against an Ohio State defense that was absolutely stacked with Chase Young and all those great defensive backs. And he basically put that game on his shoulders without, you know, his best weapon, without that passing game. He's under heavy rush the whole game. And he basically willed Clemson to win that game. He's down 16-0. He's down with about 2.5 minutes left, gets the ball, and he goes right down the field like it's nothing. You know, look, the expectations were incredibly high, probably unfairly so. And he did start slow, but the end of the season, I mean, I think his last seven games, he's produced 25 touchdowns and zero interceptions. The guy is, he's 6'6", he's got a great arm, he's smart, he can run. He's the prototypical NFL quarterback prospect. And I think Clemson's going to win this game because they're going to have the best player on the field. And I know people are going to find that silly to say, you know, Joe Burrow, he won the Heisman Trophy. I take Trevor Lawrence any day. I mean, let's not always forget what he did with a good Alabama team last year in the national championship game where he absolutely just completely tore them apart. I mean, I think tomorrow night's game is going to – you're going to see Clemson win. You're going to see Lawrence be terrific again on the big stage. And then you're going to see all this debate of, you know, that we saw in August. Should he play his junior year? Should he just wait for the NFL? You know, because if he wins another national championship, which I think he will – you got to really wonder, what does this guy have left to prove at the college level?
Especially when you watch, you know, the injury suffered by Tua, and that, right. You know, that has to worry you. So you're picking Clemson. Give me a score for people who are thinking of putting a wager on things.
Well, I'll give you a little sneak preview. I picked 42-38 in tomorrow's paper.
So it's a defensive struggle.
Yeah, defensive struggle. Look, you got these two terrific quarterbacks. You have, you know, ridiculous talent at receiver. You know, this LSU defense didn't put up great numbers this year. You know, they got Tua really picked them apart. They gave up big points to Ole Miss, to Texas. I think they were ranked in the low 60s in passing defense. Grant Delpit, their safety, you know, I know he won awards, but he really did not have a great year. I think this is a defense that's going to get exposed a little bit tomorrow night. And look, LSU is going to score points. There's no doubt. They're just so talented. And, you know, Clemson does not have the great defensive front that they've had the years past. Their strength now is really their back seven with the linebackers, and they have a pretty good secondary. But I expect LSU to score a lot of points. I think it's going to be a really fun game. I think it's going to be a shootout. And I think Trevor Lawrence is going to get the ball last, and that's probably who's going to win this game.
All right, well, and certainly, you know, to your point, I was going to ask you this, but you commented on it. I think it's right, is that because of Alabama's dominance over this past decade or so under Nick Saban, I think we haven't given enough credit to the dominant run that Dabo Swinney has Clemson going on. And so this is, you know, we always talk about legacy in the NFL this time of year, but legacy in college football, this is one of those legacy opportunities there for Clemson and Dabo. Zach, really appreciate the time. Get some sleep. I'm sure it's going to be a big day later today.
Yeah, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
All right, take it easy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.